coming to the end of day one here now, and as I look through the window, it looks like a beautiful day outside, but it's been a right good competitive day inside here on the indoor championships, national senior indoor championships. And of course, some of the Donegal competitors here today and indeed tomorrow. But the main talking points from a Donegal perspective as we end day one would be things like Mark English, without any great difficulty, has qualified for tomorrow's 800 metres final. He won his heat earlier today, but and then around lunchtime. So, you know, as is normal with Mark, he does the job in the heats, gets himself wrapped up and heads home, and he'll be back tomorrow in fighting form. And interesting, tomorrow he's chasing his 9th national senior championship victory. So let's see how that works out tomorrow. I'll be back telling you the story of that, but it's an exciting prospect should he do that. Then we had a couple of medals as well for 2 Finn Valley athletes. We had John Kelly in the shot. John, now based in Sweden, of course, and has been there for a couple of years. He continues to improve, continues to be competitive, and he's really, you know, getting up towards world class. So we're always interested in how he does. He finished second today. He was involved in a great, great, great battle with Eric Favors, an American-based athlete who has good Irish connections. They were neck and neck. 7 centimetres separated them in the end. John threw a 19-19 at one point, and that led into the fourth round. Favors came back with a 19-26. That 19-26 saw Favors take the title. John finished in second. Indeed, both of them thrown extremely, extremely well, and we can look forward to some great competitions between them as the year develops. Both of them now will go to the European Cup in Liera in Portugal in a few weeks' time, and we look forward to that and see how that goes. John will travel maybe a week early and just get in some training in hot weather and so on, and prepare for that. He's coached now indeed by his father, but still based very much in Sweden, and you know, all the other support services are there in Sweden, but coached by his father right now. And as I say, he finished second today, just that 7 centimetres short of winning the title. That was his story. Then we had in addition to that, we had a number of fourth place finishes. We also had Brendan Boyce. I'll go to Brendan next. Brendan Boyce finishing second in the 5K walk. He was in great form. He was in great form. He had a personal best in the 5K. He finished second behind a young fellow from Kerry, Dave Kenny, who has the better of him at this moment in time. And rejuvenated Brendan. Great enthusiasm back again. And, you know, on a day that his twins are 2 years of age, he's heading back to Cork to have a birthday party with his mum, who's come down from Donegal. But in the end, he had a great race today, finishing second, 1939.60, which is a new Ulster record, which is a PB for him. So he'll be well encouraged by that performance. Dave Kenny winning it, and Callum Wilkinson from Toker was third in that one. Wilkinson, who now competes for Toker, competed for Britain in the last Olympics. So you realize the quality of the race that Brent was in today. So those were the two medals. Then we had a number of fourth place finishes. We had a great, great performance from Sinead McConnell, a master athlete from Castlefin. She finished fourth with her second best time ever, lifetime best ever in the 3K. You know, she had a bit more confidence. She should have chased a medal, but that didn't happen. And she'll be well happy with her return at the end of the day. It was a 15:44, I think it was, and she was very, very competitive. And that will encourage her no end as she goes to the Masters, the World Masters in Turin and Poland in 3 or 4 weeks' time. So really big performance from her, finishing fourth. That race was won by Kate Veal of West Waterford. Kate Veal produced a world best time, 2023 world best time. So that was key. She's in great shape. She really, really walked extremely well, and we look forward to her building on that and possibly making the Olympics in Paris. But fourth for Sinead McConnell. Then we had Bridget McDyer from Finn Valley. She finished fourth in the 28th for pound for distance early in the morning. She was in third, and you were just hoping she could hang on to that third position. She had a 6:37 throw. That was quite good, strong performance, but it just wasn't good enough. A 6:41 got in ahead of her for that third medal, and I'm sure she's disappointed. But fourth for Bridget, it's been a relatively good indoor season so far, and she certainly can look forward to the outdoor season. So fourth for her. So what else have a Lucy McGlynn from Tyrconnell Athletic Club? She was in two finals. today. She's just finished the hurdles final, the 60-metre hurdles final, finishing fifth. And she was in the 200 metres final earlier, having come through heats earlier in the morning. She was in the 200 metres final, the Tyrconnell athlete. She finished 25.50. 25.50 got her up for fourth in that in that 200 metres final. So it's been a busy day for her. She's off to Spain with another Finn Valley athlete, Hannah Murray, during the week to compete for Ireland in a DNA international meet in Madrid. So she can look forward to that midweek. But a good performance from Lucy, and she continues to develop, continues to improve. Finn Dewhurst was entered today. Yes, he was. But a hamstring injury in the warm-up excluded him from competing. So he'll have to get that sorted out and then get back in the game then whenever he's ready to do that. Was there anything else? No, that really was the Donegal story in terms of, you know, close to medal performances, and that performance by Mark English. We're looking forward to that big time tomorrow. We're looking forward to Conal Mahon in the triple jump tomorrow. He's from Tyrconnell. Can he get a medal? Can Lauren Callaghan from Finn Valley, can she get a medal in the long jump? These are the questions as we go into the arena tomorrow, Sunday. So it's been a busy day. It's just right now coming to an end. But Mark English looked extremely, extremely, extremely strong. He looked really, really good. And John Kelly was in an enthralling, a really quality shot put competition in which he finished second at the end. And as I say, Brendan Boyce, that big PB, that Ulster record, and for him, a lifetime best. And then we have those other stories at fourth place. So it was a busy day, an interesting day, and that sums up the Donegal participation today. And as I say, just away from here today, Mark Wilkinson of Finn Valley was over in Scotland competing in the Scottish Championships. He finished second in the long jump at 5.09, so he'll be happy with that. He's a dedicated young man from Killigordon, Crossroads area, who indeed has a good attitude, and he's been rewarded for that. So second for him in the Scottish Championships. So that's the story, the athletic story today from a Donegal perspective, and we look forward now to tomorrow for day two, National Indoor Championships at the National Indoor Arena here in Blanchardstown.